in Sanskrit means the self, the principle of consciousness that is alive in each individual. That is the very being of each individual. It's also the first and last letters of the Sanskrit alphabet, meaning it encompasses everything. And as an acronym, it's the Association of Happiness for All Mankind. Just as the name implies, that is our mission, and that is our purpose. We're open to sharing genuine and real happiness. What does that mean? By and large, the majority of people in the world are under the misconception that happiness can be found and realized in the world. It takes a long time for many people to come to the place of the realization, into the realization that in truth, there is no happiness in the world. The happiness is only in the self. And it's to be given to the world, not derived from the world. It took me a long time to come to this realization. It was by the grace of my guru, Bhagavan Ramana, that this realization did come about. You see, we're all aware of two things. Each person is aware of two things, namely himself, the seer, and the world, which is seen. And we all assume that these two are real. Here's that way, doesn't it? But the sages tell us that the mark of reality, true reality, real reality, that which is actually real, is that which is ever as it is, unchanging, unmodified, unmodifiable. That means it is always as it is. It is uninterrupted, continuous as it is. Now, based upon this test, these two, the seer and the world in which is seen, are both unreal. They are intermittent. They only exist during the waking, or appear to exist. They're only apparent in the waking and the dream state. In the deep sleep state, they cease to appear. That is, they only appear when the mind is active. And they disappear as soon as the mind ceases to function. Just look at that. Really consider it. This is the testimony of the sages, as well as the realization when one awakens to the true nature of being, to the heart, in the heart, to the self of one's own being, the true nature of the self. Now, there must be something that is real. There must be something out of which the mind rises and into which the mind subsides. That something must have uninterrupted, continuous existence. That is, it must be the reality. Now, can the notion of existence and the very sense of existence or reality be without there being something that is real, that something that does exist, that something that has reality? Could we actually have the sense of existence, our reality, without that which does exist or is new? So that something must be the reality. That something must have uninterrupted existence. Now, is our awareness, our being, a thing that is apart from or different from that? There is that out of which the mind rises and into which it subsides. That is the reality. What is that? What is that something? It is real. It does not cease. It dwells in the heart of all as the very self of all. Inasmuch as it dwells in the self as the self, in the heart as the self, who is there different from that, apart from that, to contemplate? Can it be contemplated? Know this, to abide as that in the heart, as the heart is, its contemplation. For it is all. That is the soul. We're all, always all that is. What is it that thinks? Who is it that thinks I am not that? Who is it that thinks that I am apart from that, different from that, separated from that, attempting to regain that? That is entirely conceptual. That is what rises and sets. That is what changes. That is not real. But the self that we are, it does not rise and set. It ever is as it is. And the deep sleep state, even though the mind does not rise, thereby giving appearance to the world, we cannot say that we cease to exist. Does anyone here cease to exist during dream sleep? Our consciousness of ourself may cease during dreamless sleep, but the self does not cease during dreamless sleep. You don't go to sleep as George and wake up as Bill. Our identity ever is as it is. Realization and abidance in the true nature of being is itself the highest purpose and intention of life. Ask yourself this question. What is my highest purpose? No judgment. But what is my highest purpose? What am I here for? Why am I here? where am I from? Where, if anywhere, am I going? In truth, there's never been a moment of which you were not. So the key is to be the self that you were 100 years ago. If you awaken and abide in the self that you were 100 years ago, you're the same self that you will be 100 years from now. We share the means and the method by which one directly and immediately awakens to and abides in the true nature of the being that we all are. The emphasis in Aham is to abide now in the true nature of the being.